Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
While the president is making it harder for people to enter the U.S., his Confederate house elf, Jeff Sessions, is planning to make life easier for certain Americans who are already here.
The New York Times is reporting that the Justice Department is planning to take on affirmative action in college admissions.
The Justice Department is working on a plan to investigate and potentially sue universities for admission policies that are found to discriminate against white applicants.
Finally! You know how many times I go to colleges in America and say, hey, where's all the white people? If American colleges were any whiter, Jon Snow would build a wall to protect us from them.
They're all coming. So many of them. They've got magic and hacky sacks.
Now, if you're confused about why this is happening, welcome to the club. Jeff Sessions and his Justice Department have decided to get serious about racism against white people, which I didn't think was a priority, but apparently it is. Because according to one poll, 54%, or more than half of Trump supporters, think white people face more discrimination than black people. Yeah. No. I know a lot of white people have real problems. But to hear them saying, you know, us whites have it worse than black people, it's like, where? In the sun? Like, where? It's almost like when rich people complain about their financial problems. Do you know how high the taxes on my summer home are? Wait, you have a house for one season? Yeah, I need a house to get away from my house. What, you don't have a second house? I don't even have a house. You're so lucky, God damn it. This is just madness. And the news of the Justice Department going after affirmative action in America universities is bound to be a big issue. So, to get more perspective on it, we turn now to Roy Wood Jr. and Jordan Klepper, everybody. Let's get straight into it. Roy, let's start with you. Uh-huh. Now, why do you think...
Why do we have to start with Roy? You see, it's happening right now. This is just another example of the subtle bias we white people face every single day.
Oh, man, here we go.
Oh, no, don't here we go me, Trevor.
Oh, God, Trevor, you wound him up.
Oh, no, don't you wound him up me either. For way too long, white people have lived as second-class citizens. Let me ask you a question. Since Obama, how many white presidents have there been? One. And look at our culture. Just this year, a black movie literally pried the Oscar out of the hands of a white movie. A movie that had the guts to tell the story about how Ryan Gosling invented jazz.
But, no, Jordan, I'm sorry, man. The numbers show that there is still a huge opportunity gap between black people and white people. A black man's median income is $14,000 less than a white man's. In schooling, 34% of white people complete higher education, while that's only true for 20% of black people.
Trevor, numbers aren't the point. 12%. 55 degrees, 4 inches. Great, we all have numbers. But I've lived discrimination. Did you know that I did not get into Western Michigan University? You wanna know why? Was it because my grades were bad, or I didn't do the essay portion of the SATs? Or because I didn't technically apply? Or was it because of this?
Your lady wrists?
Don't you dare gender my wrists. It was because of the color of my skin. Trevor, Just because I read at a seventh grade level doesn't mean I can't read between the lines. I even see it in the workplace. Roy, how many times have you covered black issues on this show?
All the time. I did black Twitter, black people in porn, black people in Congress.
See, Trevor? You're gonna tell me I'm not an expert on black porn?
What? I don't want to know what you know about black porn, but Roy does these pieces because he's lived the black experience.
Trevor, I've also lived the black experience. You think I don't know hip-hop? I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with the brother.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not your word.
Okay, you see? You see? Stop. How is that not our word? We came up with that word. Talk about appropriation, huh? You stole it from us.
All right, Jordan. Before you make it impossible for me to be your black friend, I'm gonna stop you right there. Roy, what do you make of the Justice Department suing universities for discriminating against white people?
I'm like Jordan. I agree with Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, if white people are being discriminated against, we got to look into this injustice.
Amen.
People being blocked from getting into colleges just because of the color of their skin cannot be tolerated in America.
Preach.
I hope it turns class action. I hope Sessions slaps them colleges like a strip of booty in VIP.
Wapow!
And if anyone has been discriminated against, Jeff Sessions and his Justice Department need to go in and seek compensation for those victims.
Yeah, cut the jack.
And it's not just enough. It's not just enough to right the wrongs of today. We gotta go back.
Sure.
We gotta go way back.
Well, maybe not way back.
I'm talking hundreds of years.
Yeah, maybe 10 years max.
And I agree with Jordan Klepper, reparations for all victims of discrimination.
Okay, no.
That's what you meant, everybody.
That's okay. That's not what exactly we were
everybody.
Talking about, okay? All right, screw you guys. That's why I get my own show.
Roy Wood Jr., Jordan Klepper, everybody. We'll be right back. So you don't want to...
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Former president of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Please welcome Sherrilyn Ifill. So lovely to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you here. So right now, the Supreme Court, they're hearing a case about affirmative action in college. This keeps coming up over and over again. Like, why do you think, you know, we're still having this battle?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. You know, so I'm a litigator, and most litigators, lawyers know that if you're going to take a case up to the Supreme Court, you're bound by precedent. If the Supreme Court has decided that issue before and has decided it one way, it's very hard to get the court to reverse course. It happens, but it's hard to do, and you have to really have a reason for why you think at this moment the court should reverse course. But this court has been doing it quite a bit at a brisk clip.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously we know the Dobbs decision overturned Roe versus Wade, a 50-year-old decision, and affirmative action as well. I mean, it's not as though the court is not deciding affirmative action over and over again. This is like, you know, you just keep going till you get the court you want. In 1979, in the Bakke case, affirmative action in college admissions was challenged and upheld. It was upheld again then in the Grutter case out of University of Michigan. Then in 2016, again in the Fisher case, University of Texas. And after the University of Texas lost, the man who has been behind this whole effort basically said, you know, using a kind of a clue from the dissent of Justices Thomas and Alito, I think I need Asian American plaintiffs. And he set about crafting a set of claims that race-conscious admissions is actually discriminatory against Asian Americans. And that's the claim that he had brought in Harvard, at Harvard. And that's the case that's now before the Supreme Court. But should the Supreme Court be hearing this again when they just heard it in 2016 and before that just heard it in 2002 and before that just, you know? But it's a new court. Right? And so basically you have somebody who keeps coming back and now they have the court they want.
Okay, but this scares me about the court, though, the court that we have now, right? I mean, the Supreme Court has really been our only recourse for justice. I mean, pretty much everything that we've gotten as far as rights, right, has been based a decision from the Supreme Court. Now, like you said, Roe has been overturned. What do we do now? How do we get past this court?
Well, I think actually it's a sobering moment for us to recognize that although I think many of us grew up in a period of time where we believed that, it's in fact not true. It is true that the court decided Brown versus Board of Education, which ended legal apartheid in this country and really changed American democracy. And there have been many other civil rights decisions from the court that have been wonderful. Most of them have not been wonderful, actually, in the history of the United States Supreme Court. And so we've always had to supplement it with legislative action, with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, with the Voting Rights Act of 1965, with the Fair Housing Act of 1968. We've had to supplement it with direct action, with protests, with boycotts. We've had to supplement it with education. We've had to supplement it in all kinds of ways. And so it's always been a multi-pronged strategy. Okay. The problem we have now, though, is that the court seems bent on dismantling the successes we make in those other realms. And so we see that with, for example, the Voting Rights Act, which has been severely weakened, you know, by this Supreme Court. That's where we have to really start to get worried. And it is a real problem. It is not something to be taken lightly, and it's not just a partisan battle, as many people think. I've been a civil rights lawyer for 30 years. You win some and you lose some. The rule of law is that you abide by what the court says and does, but you do that with the knowledge that the court is behaving fairly and with integrity and legitimately. And when you start feeling like decisions are being made without the proper foundation, then it gets very hard to convince your clients that it's a fair system. And so I think we are in a kind of perilous moment as it relates to the court.
Before you go, I know you said something I want to get to, that you said our democracy, we're young, it's like teenagers. So what democracy is, what, staying up all night on Snapchatting or something?
Well, yes, like teenagers who think they know everything, who have a grandiose sense of themselves, who throw tantrums. Yes, we are. I mean, if you think about American democracy, at least for me, I wouldn't count America as a democracy, certainly as a nation, but not as a democracy until at least 1954 when Brown was decided. Because you can't call a country a democracy if by law a whole segment of citizens can be denied the right to participate in the political system. So that's just, and that's being pretty generous. That's 1954. I would take it to 1965 with the Voting Rights Act, because before the passage of the Voting Rights Act, even though the right of black people should have been guaranteed by the 14th and 15th Amendments to the Constitution enacted and ratified after the Civil War, most black people then lived in the South and still live in the South. and most of the South was denying the vote to black people. So until 1965, I wouldn't call us even credibly a democracy. And if you think of it that way, then we are young. Okay. And so we're still figuring this thing out. And I'd say, Wanda, just to give people hope, we're
Please give me some hope.
I'm gonna give you some hope.
Please, please, Shirley, give me some hope.
We're also trying to do something that no other country has done. There is no template for the kind of multiracial democracy with the kind of history of white supremacy and slavery. There's no other country that's trying to do that in the dynamic way that we are doing it. We talk about, you know, being a nation of immigrants, which is not entirely true, but immigration is a huge part of the character of our country, and 20th century immigration for sure made the country have the caste that it does. And so we're trying to create something. We're not trying to do something like another country. We're not pointing to them and saying, oh yeah, like that. We're trying to do something very particular, and it's hard. And that's what I'm currently writing a book about. It's called Is This America? And it is about race, but it is also about what I think of at this moment as the last best chance for us to really create a healthy democracy in this country.
Okay, well, when you finish your book, I will be here, but I'm sure they'll bring you back and there'll be a nice white guy sitting here. Interview. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after this.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
American universities all around the world, they're known as some of the most prestigious institutions of learning. And so, to get into them, you have to work hard. You have to volunteer. You have to play sports. You have to get super high grades. Or you can just have shady rich parents.
Federal prosecutors today revealed what they say is the largest case of college admissions fraud in U.S. history, charging coaches and affluent parents, including Hollywood elite, in a massive bribery scheme to fast-track kids into some of the country's top universities, including Yale and Stanford.
All told, the 33 people named in the indictment paid an alleged $25 million in bribes.
Those kids' parents now facing jail time include real estate moguls, wine vineyard owners, entrepreneurs like trend expert Jane Buckingham, who posted this inspiring Instagram message last spring. Don't cheat, it reads.
Yeah, don't cheat, because I'm cheating. And if we all start cheating, then it's fair game, so what even is the point? For more on this college admission scandal, we're joined now by a man who spends most of his time on college campuses, Michael Costa, everybody! As a college expert, I would love to know, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, Trevor, this is the biggest college scandal since I was kicked off my a cappella team for, quote-unquote, bringing a gun to rehearsal. They love their rules. But I'll tell you what, the whole thing just makes it clear to me that we need affirmative action.
Yeah, you know what, I agree, Michael. Yeah. We need affirmative action because that would help minority students compete against these well-connected families.
No. No, you moron. I mean, we need affirmative action for dumb rich kids, because if we stop letting wealthy parents bribe colleges, then their kids won't be able to get in. And dumb rich kids are just as important to campus diversity as any other minority. Sure, black and Asian students add new perspectives, but without Spencer, the trust fund baby, who's gonna ride a wheelchair off Sigma Chi's roof screaming lines from Anchorman? Without dumb rich kids, who's gonna teach me how to soak a tampon in vodka and put it up my ass so I can get drunk without having vodka breath?
So, Michael, you approve of what these parents did?
Yeah, but not in the way they were doing it. Secretly bribing colleges is despicable. They should be openly bribing these schools. Like, build a library and put their name on it. Then we all know who the dumb rich kids are. If Thatcher Worthington is going to class at Worthington Hall, everyone knows in that class not to work with him in a group assignment. And when we all know who the dumb kids are, we can funnel them to jobs where they can't hurt anybody, like brand management or real estate, or who are those people that instruct you through yoga?
A yoga instructor?
Wow, Professor Brainiac over here, huh? The point is, if parents are bribing people in secret, then we don't know who the dumb kids are, and we might end up letting them be engineers or doctors. Like, could you imagine if you got heart surgery from Donald Trump Jr.? He'd probably get mixed up and put a can of Axe body spray in there.
Yeah, but Costa, I hear what you're saying, but shouldn't we be trying to fix the overall system? Mm. Shouldn't people get into college based on merit alone?
Trevor, our forefathers fought hard for a just and equal society. And I would love to talk about the American dream with you, but I gotta go. That vodka tampon is kicking in. So, thanks for the tip, Spence. You my dog,
Michael
buddy.
Michael Costa, everyone.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheChi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.